Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. The new school year starts soon in the United States, and millions of American students will be using technology to learn. Today, we'll look at a school that's being developed inside a tech company in Silicon Valley.
These students in these first 4 years are really helping to start up a school that represents a reinvention of education.
Then we'll introduce you to the president of a college that focuses on those with learning disabilities. And we'll also talk about access to technology and what those who don't have the latest tech can do. Education and technology on this week's American Cafe. Across the United States, millions of students are preparing for the new school year. It used to be that pencils, pads, papers, and books were on the shopping list. Now it's just as likely to be an iPad, a laptop, or a smartphone. But what about kids that don't have the means to buy all that stuff? Are they left out? And what about kids with special needs? Today, we'll talk to three people about education and technology. One works for a huge tech company, one is a professor in education, and one is the president of a college focused on students with ADHD and other special needs. Let's start in California's Silicon Valley. Last week, ground was broken for the D-Tech High School in Redwood Shores, California. Now, this school is a free public charter high school located on the Oracle Company's headquarters, the first such school to be built on a tech company's campus. Colleen Cassidy is with the Education Initiative at Oracle. She says the school was birthed when its founder, Ken Montgomery, met with some students who had created a debate society. All of them went on to high success after college. Cassidy says that all the students had one thing in common: creative confidence.
That was the beginning of this notion that Ken and another wonderful educator named Nicole Serra really embraced as the kernel of what would become Design Tech High School, is how do you help students develop the creative confidence to recognize themselves as the designers of solutions to the world's problems and people's needs.
The curriculum at D-Tech uses what's called a design thinking approach, which focuses on solving problems through working together. Colleen Cassidy says students are taught that failure and setbacks are not bad things, they are opportunities.
Getting things wrong, failing, you might say, is every bit as valuable as getting it right, particularly because most of the time you're trying to create a solution that hasn't existed before. So there's no model or template. You're going to engage in some trial and error.
Cassidy says that D-Tech's learning model is very different from the traditional rote learning that focuses on remembering facts.
In traditional high schools, traditional schools at all levels, you're taught that failure is bad. You know, failure is anathema. You are supposed to memorize a correct answer and produce it on demand. And that's just very different than recognizing that if you're going to create something that's never existed before, if you're going to innovate, you're gonna try and succeed and try and fail, and it's all valuable.
D-Tech High School is scheduled for completion next year. Any California resident can register. If more people register than there are slots, there's a blind lottery to determine who gets in. While D-Tech might seem like the school of the future, what do parents and students who have special needs do? Dr. George Haggerty is president of Beacon College in Leesburg, Florida, which focuses on students with ADHD and other learning difficulties. His school tailors the teaching to the students' needs, whether they are visual learners or kinesthetic or aural learners. Haggerty told me the model of making the teaching fit the student is producing better graduation rates than the national average.
The national average of students, the national average of for graduation is 59% in the United States. Our students graduate at 83.3%.
George Haggerty says that many of Beacon College's students were marginalized in high school, but using the multimodal model have found that they can learn, they just learn in a different way.
It's mastery of content that is really the important piece of this all, not exactly how you learn it. Some may learn visually, some may learn through auditory formats.
What about rural communities? Well, Dr. David Stoloff is a professor in the Education School at Eastern Connecticut State University. He told me that the most important thing about education is that students find something that they want to do rather than having it forced on them.
The best students I have are the students that are self-motivated, that want to learn a particular topic, that create their own paths for the future. They have a goal and they want to go in that direction. And that's the struggle I have as an instructor, to get people to own their own learning.
He also said parents need to get used to the fact that technology is an indispensable part of life in the 21st century.
I think that technology is just a tool like any other tool, just like a pencil or a book. I think we all do look for simple answers, and then we learn that there aren't too many simple answers. So I don't think technology is hurting the way we're learning. I think it's just changing the way we're learning.
So what do you think? Let us know your opinion by logging on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can also find earlier shows there, as well as full interviews with the folks you hear on our program. And you can visit our website, voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.